哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
欢迎哪位？欢迎欢迎我们 Rebecca。
我想 welcome Rebecca。
感谢主，感谢主。还有别的新朋友吗？没有。OK。
One new Amanas。
OK。我用中文讲。当我们在敬拜的时候，来到教会的时候呢，带着一个期待的心。
So when we come to worship, come to church, we come with our expectations.
当我们敬拜或者讲道的时候，当我们的心是向着神的时候呢，神好多的事情都会做。
So when we open our heart during our worship, God is going to work a lot of things in us.
那有时候呢，就是弟兄姐妹会在敬拜的时候会看到异象。
So sometimes you may see visions while you worship.
我记得有一次一个姐妹呢，她有很多的痛苦，来到我们敬拜里面，在主日敬拜的时候，她说我看到主耶稣钉在十字架上。
So I remember one sister, she has a lot of trouble in her life. When she came to one of our worship, she saw a vision that Jesus was nailed on the cross.
当时她就立刻有一种力量能够来宽恕她的家人。
So immediately she has the strength to forgive all her family members.
那有好多次我们敬拜，以前我们有好多小孩子拉小提琴，我们现在没有小孩子。一个小孩子在拉小提琴呢，他就眼睛睁着看前面。
So, one time in the past we have a lot of children in our worship team. So one little girl, she was playing violin and she was looking at one direction while she was playing.
后来问她说：“你为什么盯着前面看？”
So we asked her, "How come you always like look?" In that direction.
她说我看到很多的天使跟我们一起在敬拜。
And she said, I saw a lot of angels like worshiping with us.
所以，我们看到神的作为在于我们的信心。
So when we see the work of our God, it's depending on the faith we have.
我要鼓励大家呢，来到这里的时候呢，就是说有一个敞开的心。
So I encourage you to come with an open heart.
其实每一天也是一样，有一个。敞开的心。
So it's same as our everyday life. Always go to God with an open heart.
但是呢，大家聚在一起的时候，又有一个特别的一个神的同在。
However, when we gather together, there is a special presence that God is with us.
所以很多时候医治会发生。
And a lot of times healing will come.
那很多时候呢，先知的话语就临到。
And times will come when the prophet will able to speak.
所以中间。如果有人在敬拜的时候，你有神给你的异象啊、领受啊，你可以来告诉我，你可以上来讲。
So if you receive any visions during worship, you can come to me, and you can also share.
在使徒行传里面、旧约里面，所有的真理都是我们今天的。
So during the period of Acts, all the truth that's written in the Bible is for us today.
而且圣经里面讲呢，幕后这个殿的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
And the Bible also says the latter glory will be greater than the former glory.
那信的人就会行在其中。
And those who believe will walk in the path.
那不信的人就会落在后面。
However, those who do not believe will be left behind.
那所以你会看到教会有不同的现象，是因为信和不信。
So you will see different phenomena in the church because of your belief and those who believe and those who do not believe.
所以呢，我们教会一直要保守我们的信心。
So as a church, we have to preserve our faith.
那我们有一个老前辈讲得很好，他说：“我宁可在信心中死去，也不愿在不信中活着。”
So one of the elders have said that I rather die in my belief.Than to live in my unbelief.
所以这是非常重要，常常我们要激励我们自己，我们要活在信心里面。
So it encourages us, we have to live by faith.
那当我们在信心里面的时候，我们就会经历神迹，这是神的法则。
So once we are in faith, we can be able to experience the miracle of God, and this is the truth.
对，就是从头到尾都是讲的信，这个圣经都讲的是信。
So the Bible from the beginning to the end is always about our faith.
所以呢，鼓励大家每次来的时候呢，你带着一个信心。
So I encourage you to come with your faith.
如果你没有信心怎么办
？What happens if you do not have the faith?
继续来。
Continue to come.
因为我们都是从那里来的。
Because that's where we come from.
这就是我们的神，非常爱我们，他知道我们没信心。
This is our God. He loves us. He knows that we are lack of faith.
但是呢，当我们往前愿意来向他呼求的时候，他就 朝我们走来。
But when we step forward, he will come close to us.
我们有一位牧者曾经在这个当时苏联刚解体的时候，他到苏联去布道。
So one of our pastors, he went to Soviet Union right after it became Russia
dissolved.
他去
呢，就是没人给他做翻译。
So he went there, however, there was no translators.
他找了一个大学生，英文讲得很好的，但这个大学生呢，他是个马列主义者。
So he found a university student. He speaks quite well in English. However, he believes in Marxism.
因为他没有人给他做翻译。
Because there's no one else to translate for him.
完了，这个牧者呢，他特别就是在没人祷告的时候，好多神迹奇事发生。
So this pastor, a lot of times when he pray alone, miracles will come to him.
后来有一个女的呢，她有这个水肿，肚子很胀，胀得大大的，来到她的跟前就要给她祷告。
So one of the women who has a swollen belly came to him, and so the team was praying for her.
那这个牧师呢，一般会按手给他们祷告。
So usually the pastor will lay hand on people to pray.
那他是一个男人，他又不好按在一个女人的肚子上。
But because he's a man, it is not proper for him to lay hands on the woman's belly.
他就说让那个翻译的说，你把手按在他的肚子上，我来祷告。
So he told the translator to lay hand on the woman so that the pastor will pray for her.
当他祷告的时候，他们看着肚子上肿就小了。
So while they will pray, they can see with their physical eye that the swollenness was a statue.
所以这个翻译的这个马列主义者呢，就非常的惊奇。
So this translator who believes in Marxism was amazed.
所以我们不管我们的信心不要被周围的人来影响。
So our faith should not be affected by other people.
那周围不管谁不信还是什么样的人，我们是信的人。
So no matter what other people, you know, whether they believe or do not believe, we have to believe ourselves. Yeah.
我们不管周围的黑暗多大，我们是带着光的。
So regardless of how darkness, the environment around us, we ourselves are bright.
我们并不能驱散光。你如果常常去研究光，哎呀，你常常驱散黑暗。你如果常常去定睛于黑暗。
So we cannot, you know, like cast away darkness if we focus our eyes on darkness.
唯有驱散黑暗的方法是把光打亮。
The only way to chase away the darkness is to light up the lamp.
所以我们在神的面前常常来敬拜，常常来祷告，常常来相信，常常来为他做工。灯打开的时候，光打亮的时候，黑暗自然会驱散。
So we come to God, we serve Him, we pray to Him, and then when our light is lightened up, the darkness will be cast away.
所以鼓励大家，就是在要来的日子里面。要相信神迹奇事要发生在我们的中间。
So in the coming days, we need to believe that miracles are going to come.
那先知呢，就是给我们教会发过很多的预言。
So the prophets have been prophesied many times to our church.
那神迹奇事要在我们中间来发生。
So miracles, signs and miracles will happen.
我们要相信。
We have to believe.
那有时候我出去的时候呢，服侍的时候，好多神迹奇事随着。
So a lot of times when I go out and serve other people, miracles happen.
那有时候觉得很奇怪，其实呢也不奇怪。
So sometimes it might be strange, but it is not.
我们在这里呢是神在养育我们的地方。
So here is a place that God is raising ourselves up.
那出去呢是做工的地方。
So when we step out, it's a workplace.
当然，我们这里也有很多工要做。
Of course, here we have a lot of work to do.
那所以呢，就是说我们来祷告，就是说复兴要在这个地方也要来临。
So we need to pray that revival will first come from here.
那有一点呢，就是说神在不断的在加增我们的信心。
So one thing is for sure that God is continuing to help us with our faith.
不断地加增我们的信心。
Continue to increase.
特别我们来到这个加拿大的这个中国人呢，华人是比较特别的一群。
Especially in Canada, the Chinese community is a very special community.
是比较聪明的一群。
It's a smart community.
有时候我们的聪明，我们的聪明会阻挡神的能力。
However, our intelligence can be in the way of God's way.
因为我是从那里过来的。
Because that's where I come from.
我记得刚来教会的时候呢，我常常跟牧师争论。
I remember the days when I first came to church, I have a lot of arguments, you know, debate with my pastor.
我甚至把几个有信心的人说着让他们没信心。我真的在神的面前一直在悔改。
To the point I was able to persuade some of those who are lack of faith, you know, so that they, you know, move away from church. I repent till this day.
但是神是真实的。神要让我们在他的面前呢，真正的通过信心领受真的智慧。
But God is real. He wants us to come here and to receive the true wisdom.
他的真正的智慧就在耶稣的十字架里。
His true wisdom comes from the cross.
Anyway, 我们做一个祷告呢，我们就让我们的来讲道。
So we will pray and then we will listen to the message.
哈利路亚，主啊，我们天上的父亲。
Hallelujah, Lord, our Father in heaven.
我们谢谢你，因为耶稣基督为我们钉死。
We thank you because Lord Jesus Christ have been nailed to the cross for us.
你说一切的智慧都在教会里面。
You said all wisdoms can be found in a church.
耶稣基督为教会做了万物之首。
So for church, Jesus Christ has been placed as the head of everything.
让教会是那充满万有之所充满的。
So that the church can be the one that is.Fill us with everything.
主啊，你再次要来加增我们的信心。
Once again, elevate our faith.
那不是因为我们能做什么，不能做什么。
Not because what we can do or what we cannot do.
因为创造天地的神在我们的中间。
Because the God who created heaven and earth is among us.
哦，因为摩西的神、以利亚的神在我们的中间。
Because the Lord, the God of Moses, the God of Elijah is among us.
那不是因为我们多么虔诚，而是因着你的恩典。
Not because of how fervent we are, but because of you, Lord.
主啊，你就加增我们的信心。
Lord, help us with our faith.
在以后的日子里面，主啊，我们要经历你的大能。
In the coming days, we will experience your mighty power.
经历你的大爱。
Experience your mighty love.
哦，来到我们中间的人都要生命大放纵。
Those who come to our church will have a total transformation.
主啊，你来预备我们成为你的器皿。
Prepare us to be your vessel, Lord.
能够成为一个爱的家。
We can become a loving family.
那些受苦受难的人来到我们中间，他们刚觉得安慰。
Those who are suffering, who struggle in their life, when they come here, they will receive comfort.
他们找到他们的避风的港湾。
And they can find their fortress.
刚受到爱。
They can find love.
也经历你的医治的大能。
And also experience your mighty healing power.
经历你复活的大能。
And experience your resurrection power.
灵魂体要复活。
And our body, our soul, our spirit will revive.
家庭的关系要复活。
Our family relationship will be restored.
哦，经济上要复活。
And our finance will be restored.
主啊，是的，看到各样的事情都要复活，哈利路亚。
And we will see all sort of things come to a restoration.
主啊，因为你的应许必要成就这事。
Because your promise, your words will come to pass.
我们带着一个期待的心情要踏入你的应许。
And with our expectations, we'll come and step into your ways.
我们以耶稣基督的名提前献上我们的感恩。
In Jesus' name, we will give our thanks in advance.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 今天我们也请我们的 Paul 弟兄上来正道。
Yeah, we'll invite.
你休息一下，我来。
OK， 好的，好的。
我们要让我们的姐妹休息一下。
不是因为我儿子今天没来。
她有三个孩子。She has three children, and she's faithful in translation.我来翻译。
好，亲爱的王牧师、师母、弟兄姐妹。
Dear Pastor Bing, Susan, and brother sisters.
And 我们亲爱的弟兄 Evan.
And dear brother Evan.
可以把我的 PPT 打开吗？
可以，我看 my PPT.
Today 我分享的题目是：你是一个朝圣的人。
Today my message is you are a pilgrim.
Yeah, 如果用一个 picture 一个图片来概括你小时候的生活，这个图片是什么样的？
If we sum up your life in your childhood, what is the picture?
对我来说，就是一个七岁的小男孩站在我爸爸妈妈的门口，有两个大行李比我还大，打开这个门， 里面有三个陌生人，一个叫爸爸，一个叫妈妈，一个叫姐姐。我七年没有见过他们，他们是一个完整的家庭，而我在门口，我不知道怎么能够加入到这个家庭。
For me, the picture is when I come to my parents' door with two big suitcases. When I open the door, there are three big people standing in front of me. One is my father, another is my mother, and my sister. They were a whole family. I was a stranger.
所以这个经历影响到我很多事情，比如说啊，这个婚姻，比如说信仰怎么加入教会，比如说工作怎么进入一个工作团体，我总是很困惑，我是谁。
So because of this experience, I was many times confused. Even in marriage, in my working place, I don't know who am I.
下一个 page. 所以我曾经特别喜欢一个故事，这个故事就是小王子 Little Prince.
So I like the story. It's called Little Prince.
因为这个 Prince 一直在寻找自己是谁。
Because this prince was always looking for who he is.
他为什么要在这个世界上行走？
So why he is in this world?
他所爱的到底是什么？
So what he really loves?
但是到现在开始，我发现这个故事少了三样东西。
But now I found this story lacks of three things.
第一，他这故事里面没有上帝。
But at first, there's no God.
所以他遇到了国王，遇到了酒鬼，遇到了飞行员，但是没有遇到上帝。
He met the king, he met the drunkard, and he met a pilot, but not God.
所以最后这个故事结束，每一个人都没有告诉他应该怎么去做。
At the end of the story, nobody told him what he should do.
第二个呢，他缺失了罪人。这里边没有罪人，连那个蛇都是扮演了一个帮助者的角色。
Second, in this story, it says no sinners. Even the snake was a helper in the story.
如果没有罪人，就没有悔改。
So if there's no sinner, there's no repentance.
没有悔改就没有救赎。
If there's no repentance, there's no redemption.
没有救赎就没有更美的家乡。
If there's no redemption, there will be no bad future.
所以就是第三个他缺失的，他没有一个更美的家乡。
So the third thing the story is lacking is there's no future, a beautiful future.
经过在地球上长长的旅行。
So traveling around the earth.
他只是把身体留在了这个地上。
So he left his body on this earth.
他只是回到了他以前的那个小行星。
Then he left the earth and went to that small planet he came from.
而他爱他的那个玫瑰花已经枯萎。
And the rose, the bundle of rose he loved was already shrinked.
所以这个故事是一个悲伤的故事，悲剧的故事。
So this is a tragic story.
但是我找到了一个更好的故事。
So I have found a better story.
John Bunyan.
So this is John Bunyan.
200 years的英国人。
It's an Englishman 200 years ago.
他们父父辈辈是干什么工作的呢？
So their generations, what kind of job they were doing?
磨剪子类枪彩刀。
They are called the tinters.
他娶了第一个妻子叫 Mary.
The first wife he married called Mary.
Mary 是一个非常敬虔的女人。
She is a very pious woman.
她的嫁妆就是两本书。
The choice was two books.
教导班扬如何过敬虔的生活。
And the two books taught Bunyan to live a pious life.
他真的改变了。
He was really turned upside down.
所以妻子真的很重要。
So wife is very important.
影响她的丈夫。
And influenced her husband.
影响她的孩子。
Influenced her children.
我们的 Mary 加油。
Our Mary take courage.
就是每一个姐妹。
Every sister take courage.
她后来写了这本书《天路历程》。
He wrote this book called Pilgrim's Progress.
Wow, so popular.
It's a popular book.
到什么程度？当时在全世界发行量仅次于圣经。
So, how popular it was? It was the second to the Bible in those days.
我不能告诉你他挣了很多很多的钱。
I cannot say he had made a lot of money.
这样你的关注点就错了。
So, your focus is wrong.
在他出版这个书之前，他被抓到监狱里边十二年。
Before he published this book, he was in prison for 12 years.
因为他坚持不去国王的这个教会敬拜，而是自己的家庭教会敬拜，在英国叫不从国教者。
He insisted not to worship in the churches designated by the kings. He only worshiped in the family churches. These are called I don't know what's the name.
Non-conformist.
Oh, non-conformist.
所以他不停地被抓到监狱里面去。
So he was always often imprisoned.
他写完这本书以后，他写了一夜，然后醒来就问出版商说我写的怎么样。
So after he wrote this book in one night and after the publishing, he said, how is this book?
出版商那个手在发抖。
So the publisher actually was shaking.
说再也没有人能把你放到监狱里了。
So no one can put you into the prison anymore.
为什么 John Bunyan 他能写出这样的一本书来？
Why John Bunyan was able to write such a book?
因为他发现了一个属天的奥秘。
Because he discovered a heavenly secret.
不是那些 bishop 去信敬拜上帝。
It's not those bishops who worship God.
不是一些特殊的祭司、特殊的牧师去亲近神。
Not those special priests and pastors who can worship God.
每一个你，每一个普通的人，每一个你，都是上帝的朝圣者。
So everyone, every ordinary people, are a pilgrim.
这个人的名字叫基督徒。
So. The main character's name is called Christian.
他从他的家乡毁灭城出发。
So he started his journey from his hometown, which is called Destroyer.
经历了绝望城堡、怀疑的沼泽。
And going through, there's another city called Hopelessness, and there's another one called Slough of Danger.
经历了很多很多的艰难险阻，终于他到了天国。
Went through a lot of hardships, and eventually he went to the kingdom of God.
这让今天的每一个人看起来都知道啊，这也是我的故事。
So when today anybody read this book, this is my own story.
好，下一页，谢谢。
So next page.
同样被上帝这样改变的不只是 John Bunyan, 还有 Peter.
And in the same way, not only John Bunyan, but also Apostle Peter.
Peter 以前是什么？
So who was Peter?
Fisherman 是不是？
他是一个渔夫。
他打鱼。
He was fishing.
也是 very paid job.
It's a good job.
但是他遇到了耶稣。
But he met Jesus.
当他写这封信的时候，他说自己是谁啊？
When he wrote this letter, what his name?
Apostle of Jesus Christ.
He said, Peter, apostle of Jesus Christ.
什么是 apostle?
耶稣基督的使徒。
什么是 apostle?
What is apostle?
被耶稣差遣的人。
使徒就是apostle is sent by Jesus.
今天我们早上分享的经文是什么？
So this morning, what was the Bible reading?
上帝问，我们能差遣谁呢？
So God was asking, who can I send?
所以以赛亚回答说，嘿内尼，看呢。Here.
So Isaiah answered, "Hineni, I am here. You can send me."
今天你愿意这样回答吗？
So can you answer this way?
好，下一页。
So next page.
彼得写信给欧洲和亚洲的这些犹太人的教会。
So Peter wrote letters to all the churches in Asia, including Judea, all the churches.
他们当时的生活很艰难。
Those days, the life was hard.
犹太人 逼迫他们。
Jews persecuted the churches.
罗马政府逼迫他们。
Roman government persecuted churches.
他们已经不知道自己的路应该怎么走。
They didn't know which way to turn.
今天我们在这里，我还记不记得上星期 Pastor Wang 分享过一个完美的风暴。
So I don't know if you remember last week, last Sunday, Pastor Wang shared a perfect storm.
也许今天我们在这里生活的时候，不是政府的逼迫，而是一个整个环境的恶化。
So maybe it's not a persecution from the government, maybe it's an environment deterioration.
让我们的处境艰难到我们怀疑自己为什么在这生活。
We may come to a point to doubt why we came here.
所以当时彼得就安慰提醒这些在各地居住的犹太人说。
So in the letter, Peter reminded every believer all over the world.
你们今天的生活不是为了这个世界。
So your life is not for this world.
而是有一个更美的家乡。
So there is a better hometown.
有一个城上帝为你们预备了。
There is a city prepared by God.
好，下一页，谢谢。所以今天其实我们分享的经文就这半句。
So today it's all in this half of a sentence.
亲爱的弟兄啊。
So dear beloved brothers.
你们是客旅，是寄居的。
I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims.
你可以注意到这个中文和英文有点不太一样。
So you may find the difference between the Chinese and the English.
英文有一个什么 ？Bridge.
I beseech.
I beseech. 恳求，我恳求你。
So I beseech you.
你们是客旅，是寄居的。
You are strangers and pilgrims.
更准确的翻译应该是，我恳求你们应该更把自己当作寄居的和客旅。
Maybe a better translation is I beseech you, you should treat yourselves truly as strangers and pilgrims.
为什么这么说呢
？Why so?
因为犹太人住在那里啊，两代人、三代人、四代人。已经很长时间了。
Because Jews already lived in those places for two generations, three generations, many years.
我这个牧师的孩子已经觉得自己是 Canadian.
So like pastor's kids, they think they are Canadians.
Yeah, 这个你可能也觉得自己是 Canadian.
So everyone,
Alice
is a Canadian. You think?
No, I'm South African.
但是。Peter 提醒每一个人，你还有一个更美的家乡。
But Peter reminded everyone you have a better hometown.
你做 Chinese 做 Canadian 是暂时的。
Being Chinese or being Canadian is temporary.
你还有一个更美的家乡。
You have a better hometown.
你是客旅，是 stranger.
You are stranger and a pilgrim.
这就是有意思的事情了。
This is a very interesting point.
这个 pilgrim 从哪里来的？
So where comes this word pilgrim?
这个寄居在原文中也是寄居。
So this pilgrim or sojourner in the original word is also sojourner.
我英文中有多少个可以说 foreigner 的词儿 ？Foreigner, alien, exiles, yeah.
就是有好多的寄居，就是说是客旅、外邦人等等。
这个词，这个朝圣者是从哪里来的？
So where comes this word, 朝圣者 pre-pilgrim?
好，下一页。Parochials， 这个词在新约中出现过很多次。
So parochials, it appeared in the New Testament many times.
它第一次是什么呀？是说有以色列人在埃及做奴隶的时候。
First time it was talking about Israelites being in Egypt as slaves.
但是他们从 Egypt 变成什么？从奴隶变成什么？上帝的军队。
Then they became army of God from Egypt.
变成了与上帝立约的百姓。
And they become a covenant people with God.
还有第二次呢，是摩西在米甸旷野等候的时候。
Second time this word appeared was Moses waiting in the wilderness in Midian.
他变成了谁？他变成了耶稣，变成了上帝的一个领袖。
So he became a leader chosen by God.
他为以色列人上帝之间怎么样做了那个石板，十诫带来的十诫。
So he became a medium between God and the Israelites, and he received the ten tablets.
在以弗所书中就更明显了，他说：“你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国。”是做神家里的人了。
In Ephesians, and it's clearly written, you are no longer strangers and pilgrims, but you become, you become the one family with the saints.
这 pilgrim 不是一个静止的身份。
So pilgrim is not a static state.
是我们生命转变的一个象征。
So it's actually a journey for our lives to turn.
从奴隶。变为上帝的百姓。
From slaves to the people of God.
从一个放羊的成为上帝的使徒。
From a shepherd to an apostle of God.
从一个客旅 stranger 变成上帝家里的人。
From a stranger to someone belongs to the family of God.
好，下一页。
So next page.
所以我们可以看到，耶稣实际上怎么样？他的一生向我们演绎了一个朝圣者的道路。耶稣是我们生命中的第一个朝圣者。
So Jesus' life actually demonstrated an example how a pilgrim is supposed to be. He is the first pilgrim.
我们很容易从路加福音第二章十一节可以看到，是 Mary 又一个 Mary 啊 ，Mary 和她丈夫啊，夫妇俩带着孩子耶稣 Baby Jesus 去耶路撒冷，要把耶稣怎么样献于主。
So here we saw Mary and he and his husband brought baby Jesus to Jerusalem to dedicate him.
但是耶稣的朝圣之路不是从这里开始的。
But Jesus' pilgrimage does not start from here.
是道成肉身从 Mary 的肚子里开始的。
Started from Mary's womb.
一直到他上十字架到了一个高潮。
And until he came to the cross, that's the summit.
Mary 就成为了耶稣一生朝圣者的一个最近的观察者。
So Mary became one of the closest observer of Jesus' pilgrimage.
今天我们和 Mary 一样。
Today we are like Mary.
虽然过了两千年。
After 2,000 years.
我们更加清楚地看到他一生的朝圣之旅。
We see clearly about Jesus' pilgrimage.
我们不但去观察。
We are not only observers.
我们还跟随。
We are participators.
今天我们是带着耶稣所赐给我们的一个新生命。
Today we have this new life given through Jesus.
跟随耶稣。
And follow him.
去做朝圣的人生。
And become a pilgrim.
好，下一页。
Next page.
其实我不说，不用说这个穆斯林啊，这个Buddhist 西藏密宗啊，他们都有很多朝圣啊。我就说天主教就有朝圣的习惯。
I'm not going to talk about Buddhists and other religions about the pilgrimage, but even Catholics they have the pilgrimage.
这是在法国南部的路德斯。
This is a
Lourdes.
Lourdes in the south of France.
有一个小女孩在这个山洞里啊，看到这个 Mary 啊，圣母玛利亚，十八次在这里显现。
So this young lady.So that Mary's statue become alive something 18 times.
18 times. 所以他们现在法国每年都要组织朝圣游行。
So they organize a pilgrimage like every year.
很多这个生病的人和这个坐着轮椅的残疾人要参加这个朝圣，他们希望得到神迹和医治。
So, yeah, many people who are sick or handicapped in wheelchairs.Wanted to join this pilgrimage every year.
对，我很尊敬他们这个朝圣。
I respect this.
我唯一见到很遗憾的是，他们不应该在这里叫一个雕塑。
The only thing I object is they shouldn't put a statue there.
你把这个雕塑、这个偶像放在这里了，上帝还怎么显现？你把地儿都占住了。
So because of the statue and how can God appear Himself?
我特别喜欢我们教会的一点就是，我们教会给圣灵工作的空间。
So I like my church, our church, because we give room for the Holy Spirit to move.
我们不只是去寻找神迹。
We are not only looking for miracles.
我们特别渴慕和他圣灵的同在。
We are thirsty about His presence.
而且我们可以清楚地看到圣灵在我们每一个人身上的工作，让我们每一个人都越来越像耶稣。
We see clearly the works in our life, in everyone's life, and we are transformed to be more like Jesus.
就我觉得这才是真正的朝圣。
So this is a true pilgrimage.
因为他们去是看到一个偶像的 Mary.
They want to see that idol.
看见了，能看见的。
They saw the idol.
我们是在这里的表经历圣灵看不见的同在。
We experienced unseen but real the power of Holy Spirit.
好，下一页。朝圣之旅有什么特点？
So what's special about pilgrimage?
朝圣带领我们离开。
The first, pilgrimage lead us away from somewhere.
这是为什么我们经常去旅行，对不对？
So we always go to a journey.
不只是旅行，我们甚至怎么样，离开本家本族。
Not only a journey, we immigrate sometimes.
我们在这里说不一样的话语。
So we come to a new place, speak a foreign language.
完全不同的生活方式。
A very different lifestyle.
这样的生活方式刺激我们。
So this kind of new lifestyle sometimes bothers us.
挑战我们。
Challenges us.
但是怎么样，也拓展我们的生命。
However, it also enlarges our horizon.
有时候我们的想法和以前的想法完全的改变了。
Sometimes our thoughts are completely challenged and changed.
这才是真正的朝圣之旅。
This is called pilgrimage.
不是把门关起来，在自己的原来的环境中去生活，而是打开门，神要带领你出去。
Not to enclose ourselves in our own closet, but it's to go to another different place.
下一页。
Next page.
朝圣带领我们祈祷。
So pilgrimage led us into prayer.
因为你到新的生活中去了吗？
Because you are in a new environment.
你以前的语言，你以前的能力，你以前的想法，财富没法支持你了。
New language, your old language, your old wisdom, even your old finance cannot support you.
所以 Duncan 说要无时无刻的去祷告。
So Duncan, brother Duncan told us.We should pray all the time.
但什么样什么时候才能够全时全心的去祷告呢？
So when can we really pray always?
Always and with all my heart. Why? When? How? 当我们觉得自己不行的时候。
So when we feel we are weak.
有历史上有一个很有名的祷告的人叫 Lawrence.
There was a very famous prayer warrior whose name was Lawrence.
他呢，我们叫 Brother Lawrence.
We call him, 我们叫做 Lawrence 弟兄。
他有一只腿是瘸的。
He's a lame.
他走路起来不平衡。
So he always cripples.
他扫地、做饭、端盘子，每走一步都很艰难。
So every step he walks, he like as a waitress or doing things, he's very difficult.
他在修道院里边服侍那些修道士。
He was serving those monks in the 修道院 修道院 Abbeys
这些修道士就问他为什么你祷告
Modesty
祷告为什么比我们还好
So those monks ask why your prayer life is better than ours
Lawrence 说因为我没有祷告什么也做不了
And then he told them, because without prayer, I can do nothing.
朝圣的人生，虽然让我们离开自己以前熟悉的环境，虽然我们处理一些非常艰难的处境，但是我们可以因着这样的软弱起来祷告。
Though pilgrimage made us leave our hometown, challenged our status quo, but it made us to pray.
好，下一页。朝圣带领我们完全的归向神。
So pilgrimage led us to totally surrender to God.
我们有一个目标了，很清楚的目标。
We have a goal.
我们不是在地上流浪来流浪去，那是 homeless.
We are not wanderers on earth. Those are homeless people.
我们有一个明确的目标。
We have a goal.
那个更美的家乡。
There's a better homeland.
我们要去我们主所待的地方。
That's where our Lord lives.
我们要和他同在。
We are going to be with him.
到他。到我相信有很多的疑问在你的心里面
You may have a lot of questions
有很多人也说了很多很多的问题
So many people asked many questions.
但我有一个 imagine, 有 picture 在我脑袋里。
I have a picture in my mind.
就我们在这里的每一个人。
So all of us sitting here.
有一天我们要站在上帝的面前。
One day we are going to be sitting, standing before God.
站在神的儿子人子耶稣面前。
We are going to stand before the Son of Man, which is Jesus Christ.
在他的大光里面。
In His great light.
在他慈爱的声音里面。
In His gentle voice.
在他的宝座面前。
Before His throne.
我们什么问题都没有了。
We will have no more questions anymore.
什么怀疑都没有了。
No more any doubts.
心中充满了都是感激。
So we will be full of thanksgiving.
我们的旅行结束了。
Because our journey has ended.
在这个旅行中，所有的眼泪、所有的痛苦、所有的挣扎，都变成了永恒的价值。
The tears, the struggles, and all the pain has become something eternal.
我们归向神不是口号。
We turn to God as not a slogan.
是真实的我们生命的历程，生命的方向。
It is a true journey of our life. It's a true goal of our life.
即使我们今天认为那些不好的、负面的东西，在永恒中，上帝都会赋予它翻转的价值。
Even those negative, weak things in our life today, in eternity, Lord will put value upon them.
下一页。
Next page.
感朝圣带领我们经历感恩和见证。
So pilgrimages lead us into thanksgiving and testimonies.
你会注意到一个朝圣的人，一个长途旅行的人，他不会背太重的东西。
So you notice that for a pilgrim, he will not carry a lot of things.
如果你背的东西太重，你不能走太远了。
If you carry too many things, you cannot walk far.
一个马拉松选手，就是一张纸攥在他手里，他觉得沉。
For a marathon, those athletes, even one paper in the hand is too heavy for the person, too much.
他在一路上活着，他觉得每出一口气，每迈一个步伐都是感恩。
Because every breath in the race is something you need to give thanks.
他好像每走一步都在喊啊，主啊，看着我还活着，我太感恩了。
So every step is as if he's praying, thank Lord, thank Lord, I'm living.
马拉松的33公里是一个门，是一个点，是一个墙。
In marathon, 33 kilometers is a point, turning point.
你过了这个33公里，你一大多数人可以跑完。
That's a milestone. After the 33 kilometers, then you can finish.
但是大多数人是在这个点的时候放弃了。
So many people will give up before reach 33.
但是朝圣的人，他有属天的帮助。
For pilgrim, there is heavenly help.
你放弃了，上帝都不放弃。
Even you give up, God will not.
你想逃跑，他还要抓住你。
Even you want to run away, but he's going to take you back.
所以马拉松选手显示出一个人的忍耐、力量和荣誉。
So marathon tests people's patience, endurance, and also the fame.
而一个朝圣者显出是上帝的恩典、怜悯和圣灵的能力。
So pilgrim will show people's what?
mercy,
God's mercy,
God's mercy, the holy, the power, Holy
power
Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 他一直在坚持。
I need God's.
他要我们最终能够见到他。
So Lord will help us so that we will see Him eventually.
这是我们一路经历过来的时候，我们要在他面前所摆上的感恩和见证。
So this is what after the whole journey we are going to put in front of him, thanksgiving and testimony.
下一页。
Next page.
我们为什么可以完成朝圣之旅
？How can we finish this pilgrimage?
如果这个世界有完美风暴，这个世界有这样的艰难险阻
，There's so much storms.And also so many challenges in this world.
因我们为此被造。
Because we are created for this purpose.
上帝把我们重新创造了一个新的生命。
So Lord has given us a new life.
这个新的生命就是朝圣者。
So this new life is a pilgrim.
不是我们今天的处境定义我是谁。
Not because this world defines me.
是上帝所创造的生命本质决定我是谁。
But God's calling defines me.
我是朝圣者。
I am a pilgrim.
你是朝圣者。
You are pilgrim.
你是朝圣者。
You are pilgrim.
请告诉身边的人，你是朝圣者。
Tell the one beside you, you are pilgrim.
你是要见到上帝的人。
You are going to see God.
好，下一页。
Next page.
还有七天就是受难周。
There will be 7 days, and we are going to go to the week of.The suffering and the resurrection.
还有两周就是复活节。
And 2 weeks, it's going to be Resurrection Sunday, the Easter Sunday.
我们过这个节日是纪念耶稣已经为我们撕开了帐幕。
So we hold this feast because God, Jesus has split the veil between us and God.
我们可以一直走，一直走，走到他的至圣所前。
So we can walk straight into the Holy of Holies.
这是中国的圣字。
So this is a Chinese word holy.
你看这是什么？
That's the left upside is the year.
Year. 这是什么？
Left right side is the month.
The month. So you want to learn Chinese, you got one. What's this?
King.
王牧师。
This is a king. My name is, family name is a king.
这是一个人。这是一个人。站在土堆上。
So this is one person standing on a pile of soil.
一个人站在土山，一个山上，他在干嘛？
听。
他在听上帝的声音。
Somebody standing on the hills to listen.
圣者通也。什么是通？通上帝的声音。今天你和我在这里要听见上帝的声音。
In Chinese, there's a saying: the holy ones actually know something from above.So we are the holy ones.
上帝的话语也要重新的改变我们。
So God's word will reshape us.
来下一页。
Next page.
最后一次再提醒，你是一个朝圣的人。
So once again, we remind each one, you are a pilgrim.
你有不一样的生命的方向。
So you have a different direction.
你有一个不一样的生命的本质。
You have a essence, different essence of life.
你有一个不一样的生命的渴望。
You have a different desire of life.
你要见到神。
You will see God.
你要归向神。
You will turn to God.
你要感恩的、见证的，活在他的面前。
You will live with thanksgiving and such testimony before Him.
感谢主，我们做一个祷告。
Thank Lord. Let's have prayer.
主啊，真的感谢你，你的灵今天在这里。
Lord, we thank you. Your Holy Spirit is here.
你真的是修正我们的脚步。
You're always.Correcting our steps.
让我们定睛在你天国的旅程中。
We will focus on the journey above.
你提醒我们，我们不只是妻子，不只是丈夫，不只是工程师，不只是销售员。
You have reminded us we are not just a husband, wives, not just a worker or an engineer.
我们是你的朝圣者。
We are your pilgrims.
我们要活在你的面前。
We are living in front of you.
我们要活在你的话语中。
We are living in your words.
我们要活在你圣灵的供应中。
We are living in the resounding of the Holy Spirit.
求你装备我们。
May you equip us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
和我们同在。
And be with us.
做我们的元帅。
And be our general.
让我们和你一起得胜。
So we can be a victor with you.
你不但要医治我们。
You are not just healing us.
不只是要安慰我们。
Not just to comfort us.
你让我们和你大声欢呼，分享你的胜利。
You will shout with joy with us to share your wonders.
愿你的话语，你的圣灵临到我们。
May your word and your Holy Spirit come upon us.
我们要起来做你的朝圣者。
So we get up to be your pilgrims.
感谢主，奉主耶稣的名。
Thank Lord in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Oh.Such a wonderful message. So, yeah. So, 非常好的信息。
Very good message.
所以为我们中间不同的恩赐的人要献上感恩。
So, we want to give thanks for those who are with different anointings and giftings.
Paul 是这个文学家。
So, Paul is a novelist.
所以神就用他这个恩赐。
so God is using his gifting.
我是做科学出身的人。
So I'm from a scientific background.
我以前写神学的文章都是干巴巴的。
In the past, when I write, you know, my theological articles, it's always very dry.
对，那因为这样，所以那样。
Because A, then B.
没有形容词。
I don't have any, you know, like adjectives to describe.
所以我们的这个讲道啊，就是感谢主，就生给不同的恩赐。我们要有色彩。
So praise the Lord, we have different people with different anointings, and it brings colors to our teaching.
下面呢，我们有一些时间呢，可以来大家有见证啊，或者有回应，我们来回应。
So we will spend some time. If you have a testimony or if you have anything to share, you can come and.
完了，在十一点半的时候呢，我们也可以来分组来祷告。
So around 11:30, 这是天，这是错的吧？
错的。
About 11:30, we'll pray together.
我先做一个见证。
So I want to share one of my testimonies first.
我记得在多年前我受洗以后呢，我就回中国去给我的家人传福音。
I remember many years ago, after I was baptized, I went to China. I went back to China to share gospel to my family.
他们不喜欢听。
They didn't like that.
其中一个原因，他们不喜欢听我讲话的方式。
One thing is that they do not like the way that I talk.
我非常的兴奋，非常的激动。
I was very excited. I was very, you know.
又过了五六年，再回去的时候。
After about 5 or 6 years, I went back again.
我嫂子说了一句话。
And my sister-in-law said something.
他说：“这次你回来呢，你讲话我们喜欢听。
”She said, "This time when you come back, we like more, like in the way that you talk."
那也就是说呢，我说我错了，上次回来我们不喜欢听。
meaning that the first time that I went back, they didn't like the way that I talk.
但是我们说正面看的时候呢，就是我们是一个朝圣者，我们的生命在改变。
But when you see it from a positive perspective, you will see that we are pilgrims. We are our lives are changing.
那所以呢，就是说我们在主里面呢，永远是一个成长的生命。
So in Christ, we are always a life that is, you know, growing and progressing.
所以我常常会回想起我嫂子讲的话。
So I always recall what my sister-in-law have told.
后来再回去的时候呢，他就已经信主，他要准备要受洗。
So the next time that I went back, she was prepared.And she was a believer, and she was ready for baptism.
她说：“你来给我讲圣经，我给你做饭吃。”
She said, "You teach me about Bible, I will cook for you."
我说：“这么好的买卖，你早一些告诉我呢。”
And I said, "Well, what a good deal! You should have told me earlier."
因为我一般回家呢，我会住在我父母那边。
So usually I will go and stay with my parents when I go back.
而且传福音的重点的对象也是我的父母。
And then the main target of my my preaching is my parents.
我嫂子呢其次。
So my sister-in-law is, you know, second to them.
但是呢，她是我家就是除了我以外最早信主的。
But she, besides me, was the very second person who became baptized in the family.
所以就会看到这样一个。这样一个旅程里面呢，真的有财运一般的见证人就走到了一起。
So we see that in our journey of our pilgrimage, we see a cloud of witnesses around us.
对，其实就像那个耶稣他们朝圣的路上，也走好多天，亲戚朋友啊，都是借棒，彼此的来扶持，彼此的鼓励，要往前走。
So in Jesus' time, when they go to Jerusalem to worship, they always go with their family members, you know, like their relatives.
所以后来呢，我的嫂子受洗，我哥哥受洗，我姐姐受洗。
So my sister-in-law got baptized, my sister got baptized, my brother got baptized.
特别当我的哥哥受洗以后呢，我感觉到非常的安慰，因为我家有两弟兄。
Especially when my brother got baptized, I was confident because I have two brothers.
One brother. 所以我感觉到呢，有人在我的旁边呢，就是说。在我的家族里面呢，跟我站在一起，而且他是老大。
And I felt that in my family, my household, I have another person who can stand beside me. He was my older brother.
所以他会常常用他的见证来鼓励我。
And he will use his own testimony stories to encourage me.
我也用我的见证来鼓励他。
And I encourage him with my testimonies.
那我的嫂子信主以后呢，她对我的父母非常好。
And after my sister-in-law got baptized, she's been very good to my parents.
在信主之前呢，她想把我的爸爸从那个诊所里面赶出去，因为他讲迷信，拜财神。我爸爸呢挂一个松狮苗，对吧？松狮苗的线。
哦，松狮苗。
松狮苗叫药王。他生意不好的时候，他就去算命，人家就告诉他是药王和财神打架，所以你不能让你公公在那里开方子。
So before my sister-in-law became a Christian, so they have a business while the father-in-law was doing.
有两个房子，一间是我爸爸做诊所，他退休了做诊所中医。
So it's a building with two separate rooms. So one is for my father who does medicine. So he has a.He worship the god of medicine.
But it's a medical one of the.
Yeah. So it's for the medicine, and she has her own business, and she worship the god of money. So when the business is not good, so she went to ask people, the fortune tellers, and fortune teller told her it's because the god of money is fighting with.with the god of medicine. So she wanted my father to move out.
So she wanted to chase my wife.
Yeah.
Father away. Actually, my father gave the place to her.
So that was before she was a believer.
Yeah, before. And 后来她成了这个信主的时候呢，信主以后呢，她对我父母特别好。
But after she became a believer, she was become very, very nice to my parents.
所以当我妈妈有什么心思的时候啊，他会找谁讲的？他会找我的嫂子去讲。
So every time when my mom has, you know, something heavy in her heart, she will always go to her daughter-in-law.
大家可能知道，就是说，我不知道，在这个中国的文化里面，甚至西人的文化里面呢，就是说 ，mother-in-law and daughter-in-law is always a
conflict. So in our Chinese culture, including many other cultures, it's always the problem.
There's no trouble between the son-in-law and mother-in-law. But there's always some trouble between the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law.
就是一般那个儿子不是那个叫什么
媳妇儿媳。
儿媳就有问题，但是女婿跟那个岳母一般都没什么问题。
This is just very common. 但是呢，当他们信主以后，我妈妈信主以后，我嫂子信主以后，他们成为最好的朋友。
But after she became believer, so the my mother, which is her mother-in-law to her, is become very good in their relationship.
所以包括我妈妈去世的时候，都是我嫂子和我哥哥在旁边。
So including when my mom passed away, it was always my brother and my sister-in-law was there to help with the funeral.
所以这是一个，我就想到这个今天的信息，朝圣的旅程上面，神就把很多的通棒放在我们的旁边。
So the pilgrimage progress, we see a lot of friends, you know, partner with us to walk this way.
那同时我们在经历神，不断的经历神。
In the same time, we experience God together.
经历神的美善。
And experience His goodness.
所以我就这是我的家庭的一些见证。
So this is my family's testimony.
所以就像刚才 Paul 弟兄讲的，我们的目标越来越清楚。
So just like our brother Paul have shared, our goal will be clear and more clear and clear.
那么我们越走越有力。
And the more we walk in the path, the more powerful, stronger we are.
因为有很多的见证随着我。
Because we have a lot of testimonies that following us.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
好，这是我的一个见证。
This is my story.
如果大家还有什么见证或者对信息的回应呢，上来，如果有圣灵感动的话，你就上来分享。
So if you're moved, you can come forward to share.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for Paul's sharing. Actually,
谢谢保罗弟兄的分享。
He mentioned something very important in our pilgrimage progress.
他特别讲到我们朝圣旅程上一点是非常重要的。
He mentioned about Brother Lawrence.
他讲到这个劳伦斯弟兄。
Actually, Brother Lawrence is a chef.
因为他是一个厨师。
He spent most of the time in the kitchen.
他大部分时间在厨房里。
and it's like cameras. She like cooking.
Like Tamara 喜欢。
And like Anna. And she have two. She have two.
她也不得不做饭。
In most of the lady, the Christian sister, they spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
很多的基督徒的姐妹呢，在厨房里花时间不少。
Now, Brother Lawrence, he was famous.
这个劳伦斯弟兄呢
become famous because he wrote a book.
有名气，因为他写了一本书。
The book is very simple book.
它是一个非常简明的书，简单
的书。It's not meant to be famous. He just write.
他不应该出名，但是呢，他只是做一些记录而已。
The book is called The Practice of the Presence of God.
这个书名呢叫做实践神的同在。
In Chinese version is 与神同在。
这个中文呢叫做与神同在。
I recommend you guys buy this book.
我推荐你呢来买这本书。
In Amazon, in the old book is $4.44.
就通过亚马逊呢，你就是4.49就可以买到。
For the old version,
就是那一个老的版本。
For the new one, is around $14.
但是如果是新的呢，就是说是14块。
But this small investment will give you a good idea how to proceed in this pilgrimage.
那这个呢，这本书会来帮助你呢认识这个朝圣者的。
Especially for ladies.
特别对于姐妹们。
For guys, it's okay too.
对，男士也是好的。
But this book will tell you how to continue to practice to connect to God. It's like that you connect to Wi-Fi, you connect to God all day in a while you're working, while you're doing everything, and you still can connect to God by prayer or by your spirit.
这本书呢，告诉你怎么样你在做任何事情的时候，24小时你跟神来连接。
The book is around, I think, is 400 years old.
这本书写在400多年前。
But the truth, the principle, is important for you guys to becoming blessed by God.
那书是很简单，但是呢，它里面的真理呢，会让大家真的得到祝福。
And that is the practice of Brother Lawrence. He is doing it every day. I recommend this one to everybody.
那因为这是劳伦斯弟兄的经历，他天天都这样来经历，所以鼓励大家呢，成为大家的。
Not only related to today's sermon, the pray at all times sermons too, because you connect with God. You like you praying all time.
不仅仅是今天的这个信息，而且所有的信息我们都带来要经历它。
So in this way, you believe in God.
所以这样呢，我们就相信神。
Amen.
Your life will be alive.
我们的生命就会真的活起来。
The fruit of love, joy, peace is in you, just daily.
那圣灵的果子呢，平安喜乐就天天都随着你。
And this gentleman, this God.Godly people show you how to do it. He's just ordinary people like you and me, just working.
那这个先生，这个信主的人呢，他就帮助我们来认识。
Thank you for Paul mentioning this.
谢谢Paul.
I hope everybody will buy it. If you say you cannot afford it, I will subsidize you.
所以你如果买不起的话呢，我可以帮助你买。
Because I gave this book to many people.I bought this book to give it to
people. 我买了以后给很多人。
James, come.
James,
want to share something? Hey, come on first.
我还问你要 subsidize。
正好我正好在看这本书。
哇、wow. ！So I'm actually reading this book.
等一下，我发的链接在那个群里就行。哦、oh.。